the line of scrimmage and wrap up tacklers. And, again, force Ubley to make plays on third down and long and fourth down to beat them.
Well, current conditions in Bad Axe, Michigan are 45 degrees with cloudy skies. They are calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the east-southeast at 3 miles per hour and gusting up to 7 miles per hour. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping. Watch out. At 30.28 inches, and the dew point is at 33. It feels like it's 45 degrees out. The humidity is at 70%. Sunset is at 6:36, so about 20 minutes ago, and we're currently in a waxing gibbous moon phase.
That's my go-to right there.
So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. And believe it or not, we've lost 40 minutes of daylight since last Friday.
40 minutes?
We're down to 10 hours and 41 minutes of daylight in the day. Right now it's time to listen in to our national anthem being played by the Bad Axe Vanguard. Beautiful night for football indeed. 1 minute away from kickoff. Ubley has won the toss and he's elected to receive this ball game. So the Ubley offense will be on the field first tonight. Your referee is John Amon. Umpire Rick Thompson. Linesman is Mike Ray. Line judge Mike Dreyer. And your back judge is Scott Richards. First thoughts here from tonight, Dave.
Well, isn't that band excellent here, Clark? That's my first thought. It's an excellent band, isn't it?
They do the job, I will say.
Yeah, they will do that. As they're announcing the starting lineups of their Clark, I don't know, perfect night here for football. Again, I like to refer Bad Axe football team as a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And the reason I say that is because this team could surprise anybody. You never know what you're going to get. You could get a good one, or you could certainly get a bad one.
You're that guy who refers to those 90s movies still. When you see someone running down the street, you still yell, run, run, Forrest, run.
I don't know if I'm quite that guy. But that is what I think about when I think of the Bad Axe football team.
Well, hopefully tonight for one of the teams that don't taste like cigarettes. Well, let's take you kind of through some of our starting lineups tonight for Bad Axe. Your running back is Buddy McLeod. Quarterback Tommy Morneau, wide receiver Jack Thompson. Another running back is Bailey Iden, number 23. A guard, Ryan Hileski. Center is Anthony McLeod. Guard, Nick Schember. Tackle at Nick Welsh and Brett McAlpin. And wide receiver Martin Messing and running back John Messing in the backfield. For Ubley's offense, running back Nathan Keller will get the start. Jeffrey Wright under center at quarterback. Derek Brown, of course, in the backfield, as well as Roman Welton, a senior. Defensive end, Anthony Sweeney. He's a sophomore. Guard Eric Wischlager, number 51, as well as Daniel Rakowski. And your tackle, Aaron Klamme, is at 6'7", 225-pound junior. At center is a 5'8", 220-pound junior of Adam Grifka. And defensive end, and number 78 is Graven Palace, 5'11", junior. Of course, Mark Bonet, your head coach for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Your head coach for the Ubley Bearcats. Dave Kaufman, assisted by Chuck Wright, and Kelly Durr, offensive coordinator for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
I don't know, pretty good coaching staffs on both sides. You know, both of these teams have seen each other before. There's going to be a lot of similarities by both teams. The most interesting team to me, though, again, is still Bad Axe because you don't know what you're going to see. They typically spread it out, try to run through the spread, open up things for quarterback Morneau. Ubley on the other side loves their wing tee. Tighten it up, keep everything together, and get certain running backs through the holes. That's what they're going to do all evening long.
Well, we have a pretty solid crowd on our hands tonight, despite the 45-degree weather. We were saying this before our broadcast tonight. This has to be one of the warmest seasons we can recall the entire length from week one to week nine.
Well, I've only been doing this for 4 years, and this is by far the warmest it's been nearing the end of October.
Bad Axe will be kicking off right to left across your radio in the gold pants, blue uniforms with gold letters and white outline, and those winged helmets with the blue face mask. Doing the kicking, that looks like it's the man who does it all, number 18, Tom Renault. I believe he does windows, and it's going to be a little bit of an onside kick. Pooch punt down, kick down to the 28-yard line and picked up by Roman Welton at the 28 and gets across the 30 out to about the 31-yard line for a 3-yard return. First and 10 for the Bearcats, brought down by number 50, Ryan Haleski, a 6'165" junior. First and 10, left right across the radio for the Bearcats.
Wow, that kick intentional by Tommy Morneau. He wanted to keep it out of the hands of some of those special teamers by the Bearcats. Roman Welton is one of them, but because he kicked it and to the point where it would bounce, it did. It took a nasty bounce on him. Roman, a baseball player by trade as well, so he scooped up the loose ball, picked it up, and gave Bearcats good field position to start this game.
Working off the right hash, left right across your radio. Black pants, white jerseys, orange lettering, red, orange and black stripes on the shoulders, flat black paint on the helmets. Right under center, T formation. You'll see it all night tonight. Hand off through the middle to number 20, Derek Brown. He gets across the 35-yard line out to the 36-yard line for a 5-yard gain, brought down again by Ryan Haleski.
Yeah, similar story for the Bearcats as they're going to stick to that wing tee offense until you stop them. Nice gain on first down, 5 yards. Derek Brown, again, he is the go-to back. Expect to see him early and often in this game with change of pace backs Keller and Welton, and occasionally even quarterback right around the end.
Oh, wow. 11-20, we're on our first possession of this ball game. Ubley on offense first. T formation, they are at their own 36-yard line. Second and 5, and exactly so quarterback keeper to the left, right gets across the line of scrimmage and out to about the 38-yard line, maybe the 39 according to the spot, and Ryan Haleski with his third tackle in as many plays in this ball game.
Yeah, Ryan Haleski so far all over the place. A 6-foot, 165-pound junior for the Hatchets, playing, doing a nice job so far. Looks like he's doing a lot of linebacking so far in this game, and he's been all over the place making plays in the middle of the field, bringing up third down and 2, maybe even 3 yards.
First down markers at the 41-yard line of Ubley's territory. T formation favoring the left hash, left right across the radio. There's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to the right side, and Bad Axe gets the stop. Pushed him up at the 40-yard line. Then leading the tackle was number 60. We're not quite sure on the number there yet exactly, but it is a short of the first down, fourth down, and a yard to go for the Bearcats. Not quite sure what they'll be doing here yet.
Well, I think Ubley's going to go for it here. They love their offense there. Derek Brown right through the middle on that play, had nowhere to go. It was led by tacklers number 68. We'll have to find out. That may be an underclassman, Clark. We don't have him on our roster, but nonetheless, Ubley going for it here on fourth down in this game.
T formation. Right keeps it for himself around the right side. He's to the 40-yard line, has the first down to midfield, to the 45. One man to beat. He's at the 35 and is finally dragged down at the 28-yard line. Number 81, Martin Messing on the touchdown-saving tackle in a big gain on fourth down. A huge conversion for the Bearcats, keeping this drive alive.
The Bearcats trust their defense. They trust their offense. They go for it in their own territory on fourth and 2. They let quarterback and senior Jeffrey Wright keep it around the end. He had to shake a tackler. Bad Axe had a shot in the back in the backfield to bring him down, but couldn't quite do it, and there was a lot of running room for Jeffrey Wright down the sideline. Martin Messing making a good tackle down the sideline.
A 32-yard gain on the fourth down conversion for Jeffrey Wright. It's a handoff to number 23 around the left side, and Roman Welton's out for the rain across. It's about the 25-yard line. Stopped right there for a 3-yard gain. Martin Messing, the 6'3", 165 junior on the stomp, second and 7.
Yeah, and don't be fooled. Ryan Haleski right there as well to make the tackle. So far, he has been the most active player on defense and reading the gap so far and finding the ball somehow in that wing tee offense and making plays.
9 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Ubley on their first drive, still no score. At Bad Axe, T formation at the 25-yard line of Bad Axe. It's a handoff to the A-gap to the right, going nowhere fast, and they're going to say forward progress had him stopped at the original line of scrimmage.